The nation's first polygamy trial in 50 years continues in Provo, Utah today. At least two of Tom Green's plural wives and four of his sons are expected to testify. Mr. Green is charged with four counts of bigamy and one count of criminal non-support. The trial began yesterday with the testimony of the family's head wife and video clips of reports about them all from TV programs in the United States and Europe and Japan. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Tom Green boasts that 500 million people have seen him on TV, along with his five wives and their 25 children and the collection of desert trailers they call home. So when Prosecutor David Levitt first addressed the jury, he said he would tell the Green story again, but this time from the state's perspective. He then dimmed the courtroom lights and flashed edited video clips on a wall-sized screen.
You have been involved in situations that, according to state law in Utah, are adultery, are bigamy, and incest.
Yes.
You could be prosecuted on those charges.
Unfortunately, the legal descriptions cover what is abhorrent in society and at the same time cover what I think is quite virtuous in our relationships.
There were also clips from Jerry Springer, Sally Jesse Raphael, Queen Latifah, and other shows, with lots of references to the sexual arrangements the Greens make. Prosecutor Levitt described a tangled web of relationships, sisters marrying Tom, a mother-in-law becoming a wife's cousin joining the clan, and marriages when the wives were only 14 to 16 years old. The jury of five women and three men watched stone-faced. Then Green addressed reporters during a break.
They presented excerpts from the tapes to try to put things in the worst possible light, to try to make me look like a predator of young women. What we're really about is about a family, not about some old guy with preying upon young girls.
That may be a tough sell to a jury picked from the most conservative community in Utah, a place that closes swimming pools on Sundays because it's the Lord's Day. Defense attorney John Boer asked the jurors to keep open minds, even if they find polygamy unusual, peculiar, or immoral. Boer argued that the Greens engage in spiritual marriages not recognized by the state. They're not wives in a strict legal sense, he said, so there's no bigamy among the Greens. The prosecution called Linda Green to the stand, the self-described CEO of the family. She acknowledged that she and her sister wives live as wives with Tom Green.
We've never denied it. I mean, we've told it to the world, so the jury might as well hear it too. We're proud of the fact that we consider ourselves a family and that we're married to our husband and that these are our children, and I'm not afraid to say that.
The prosecution argued that the Greens are essentially married under the law. Verdicts on the bigamy charges will hinge on the jury's interpretation of law and marriage. Jurors might acquit if they're convinced the Greens are married spiritually but not legally. They might convict if they consider the spiritual marriages tacitly legal. The bulk of the evidence has yet to be presented. The case is expected to go to the jury Friday. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.